feel good. I was excited because my niece is back in the place. God bless her, my goddaughter Christina. She's here with her husband and our newest member, baby Bellamy. Thank God for him and thank God for his life. Thank God for his beautiful parents. And so I'm excited. So good morning and welcome to the Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming here all the way from Philadelphia, PA, where the elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Let's give a praise for our pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We are a blessed church to have Elder Ford as our pastor. We were blessed yesterday. We were blessed because he was able to do the eulogy yesterday. We laid to rest our sister, Denise White, who is the mother of our beloved Shauna Thompson. And the pastor preached yesterday. If you weren't there, woo, he preached. And he was saying how, you know, even though I'm not your pastor, I'm your pastor today. And I was just, you know, and everyone, I could hear different ones whispering in the background. He's like, man, he's preaching. I was like, oh, y'all just don't know. This is a little bit. But we are so blessed to be under his flock, be a part of his flock and under his leadership. So we're grateful for him this morning. And we're gonna get started. I'm going to have everybody stand, and we're going to go right into our scripture. And it's Women's Month. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the women. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon Tyrone. Thank you. All right. We're going to be reading from Proverbs, the 31st verse, 10 through 12. And I'll be reading for your hearing, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is far more worth than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I also wanted to share with you guys another, and I'm gonna see if I can find it. Was in Colossians, and I was reading this morning. I was on a prayer line, and it just really blessed me. And I want everybody to turn to 1 Colossians. Okay. And Colossians chapter 1, and I want to read for your hearing 8 through the 20th verse. So thank God for my daughters, Jessica and Logan, who have taught me how to use my phone. And I'm going on to the Bible. And I'm in Colossians 1. And I'm going to read 8 through the 20th verse. Now, what I do wish is that I can make these words a little bit bigger. But let me go here. So I'm gonna bring this up. All right. And who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For the reason since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of the darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, he whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body and the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, so that in everything he may have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. May the word add a blessing to the reading of his word. That really blessed me because of everything that we're going through right now in our nation and in our country. We know that we can live on the love of God. The love of God is what keeps us. The love of God is what helps us. Please remain standing as we have a moment in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come before you this morning, this Sunday morning, with our hearts full of honor and praise. Lord, we welcome you, your presence, into this sanctuary as we open up our minds and our hearts, asking you, God, to move within and open us up to you in this word that's coming today, God. We cry out today, God. We cry our hearts out, Lord, and that you come and heal this land, God. Heal this land, God, because, God, we don't have confidence in man. God, we have confidence in you. So, God, we ask you to let loose your Holy Spirit, God. Let it rain right now on our nation, God. God, we're calling out for you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, God, enter this house of worship right now, Father God. God, we ask for a shift in the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your power, God. And God, we thank you for your authority. God, we thank you for your mighty name. We thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, you are everything. God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace. And God, we thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for giving us a fresh anointing, a new God, the oil, God. We thank you for every morning and every day and every night that you wake us up, God. God, we just thank you this morning for all that you do, God. And God, we're going to ask you to dismiss every distraction, God. Anything that is not on you right now, Father God, we ask you to dismiss it right now, God. God, we know what you are able to. God, you are groundbreaking, God. God, you are a miracle worker. God, we thank you for the power. God, we thank you for your power, God. Oh, God, I can't breathe without you, Lord. We can't breathe without you, God. Oh, yeah, God, we ask for you to reach down, God. Reach down to the lowest parts of us, God, and bring us, God. Bring us to the highest place that you want us to be, God. Position us for breakthroughs, God. Right now, Father God, we're calling on your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God. Let us be a living testimony for you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you for being a mind regulator this morning, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for not letting us throw in the towel, God. Hallelujah.
Oh God, we just thank you for being God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you this morning for our pastor, the leader of this flock, God. We thank you for his life, his family, God. We thank you, God, and we ask you to anoint him, continue to give him a fresh and new, God. God, we just thank you for his penmanship. We thank you for all that he's done, God. And we ask you to cover him right now, cover him every day, God, and walk with him and protect him and let no harm or danger come to him nor his family, God. God, we thank you for his wife, First Lady, Lord. We ask you to cover her, his sons, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and let's not forget the woman of the hour, God. We thank you for the speaker today. We thank you for the great woman of God that's going to come before us this morning, God. And God, we ask you to speak through her this morning, God. We ask you to cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we know who she is, but God, you know who she is, and we know she's going to bring us something from you, Lord. I ask you to cover her right now in the name of Jesus. Woo! Oh, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for all that you've done. And God, we just thank you this morning. In your precious name, we pray. Let the church say amen. 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 All right. It says it in the word. Let everything that has breath. If you're breathing, let everything that has breath give him praise. And if you're breathing, that means you. So give him breath. Give him praise. Hallelujah. I don't see everybody giving him praise. So until I see everybody giving him praise, I will stand up here. Because God asked me to do that. Don't you know when you praise God, you step on the neck of the devil? Don't you know when you praise God, you dismiss all those things. You dismiss anxiety. You dismiss suicide thoughts. You dismiss lacking. Hallelujah. He said, praise him. He said, praise him. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give him the praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. It don't matter what you look like. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't help myself. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. All right. Now we're going to have a sermonic selection from our sister, Alex. She's coming. And hey, wait, I just wanted me to let everybody know this is like a congregational song. She wants everybody to join in. Okay. And when she say everybody, she said she mean everybody. Amen. All right.
Come the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Come on and praise
the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Come on and praise
the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on and bless. Come on and bless.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, one more time. Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. I can't hear y'all. Hallelujah. If you've been good to you, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and clap your hands with me. 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 Come on and clap. Come on and clap your hands with me. 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 Come on, hallelujah. 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 Come on and do your dance with me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, praise team. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Deacon Khalil and Deacon Tyrone, for supporting Women's Month this month. That was a great song. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Alex. And now, how many of you guys ready for the word? Are you ready for the word? Now, let me just let y'all know, she's not here to entertain. Y'all do understand that, right? She's not here to entertain. She's here to bring a word from God, okay? So we're going to ask everyone to stand as we greatly and appreciatively welcome the great woman of God, Reverend Keisha Cureton. Amen? Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to take a moment to honor our deaconess, Kim Lyons, for all that she does in the ministry. Y'all have no idea all that she goes through, and yet she still has time to check on each one of us when we're going through. Amen. I had called someone, amen, she's worthy of that. And today I just want to give you your flowers for being a great friend to me, for being that support, for being the encouragement that I often need. Amen. And this morning I just want to give you your flowers. And I also want to honor our elder, Pastor Jonathan Ford. Amen. Praise the Lord for our pastor of Taylor Tabernacle. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for covering us and praying for us. Amen. And I also want to take the moment to honor my husband, Pastor John Curitan of Open Door Baptist Church. Continue to keep him in your prayers. And I pray and I honor my three sons this morning. I had a triple blessing that their spring break lined up. And so I was able to have all three home. So I just want to praise the name of the Lord. I'm not going to keep you on your feet too long. I know y'all looking at me. So let's go to the word. This morning, we're going to be in Luke 7, 36 through 39. And I ask that y'all keep me in prayer because the enemy was trying to take my voice this week. Because he knew that the word that the Lord gave me is going to set someone free. So this morning, I am pushing, I'm pressing into God. Yesterday, I just rested my voice all day, drank tea. So keep me in your prayers. Amen. So Luke 7, verse 36 through 39, and I'm in New King James Version. And the heading of that verse says, "A sinful woman forgiven." And the word reads, "Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet, behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is and who is touching him, for she is a sinner.'" Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, O God. Lord, I have sought you. I have studied. I have prepared. And so, Lord, I put this word in your hands, O God, this morning. And I ask you, Lord God, to do what you have sent me to do this morning, oh God. Lord, hide me behind your cross, oh God. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you will have your way this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, we love you, Jesus. And Lord God, we come this morning to worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we worship you, oh God, this morning. Hallelujah, God. Father, fill this place, oh God, and fill each and every one of us as your temple, God. Lord, fill us with your precious spirit, oh God. Running over, fill our cups, oh God, and running over, God. Fill our cups, oh God, and running over, God. Lord, you know that we are leaking oil, God. And Lord, we need a refilling, God. And yet, Lord, we need the capacity, God, to hold more of you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, help us this morning, God, to focus on you, you, Jesus. Lord, to give you glory, oh God, this morning, oh God. Fill this place with your presence, oh God. You are welcome in this place, oh God. Fill this place with your presence, God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity, God, to study your word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Whew, thank you. I've been trying to hold it together today. Whew, thank you, Lord. So when I received a theme for Women's Month, I immediately went to every female enemy story in the Bible. And y'all know there's quite a few, right? There's Sarah and Hagar, Hannah, Peninnah, and there's even some friction between Mary and Martha. Y'all can read about that. And it's often in our lives that relationship friction is something that we commonly deal with in this life. Amen. Sibling rivalry, co-worker issues, marital tension. We even have those people in our lives that don't like us for no reason, just because of the anointing. We know the reason, but we've been nice. We do everything we want to do, but you know, but right and still, right? It's just part of life. My young folks call them the ops. The ops. I had to check with them, make sure I was still, that's what they call them. So this morning I was led to be helpful as our pastor teaches us and preach on the subject, how to deal with our enemies. So when we look at Luke 7, we see Jesus kicking back with the Pharisees, eating and fellowshipping. When the unnamed woman comes on the scene, she performs an extravagant act of worship towards Jesus. She anoints and washes his feet and drives them with her hair and costly fragrant oil. I mean, it must have been a scene, right? All weeping, all while crying and weeping, worshiping. This act of love and worship was monumental and is spoken about in the Bible. And so we read about it thousands of years after the fact. And all the Pharisee could see was her past. Her extravagant act of worship was birthed out of repentance, marked by her tears. She was transformed by Christ in his presence. And the Pharisee could only see her reputation, her issues, and her faults. The Bible defines an enemy as one who hates, based on the Hebrew word oyev. And from this definition, the Pharisee was her enemy. Hate meaning an intense or passionate dislike. The Pharisees in biblical days were influential religious leaders who had strict legalistic rules. Can't eat this, can't touch that. So there was a boldness about this unnamed woman to enter into a Pharisee's house. She had to know there was gonna be a reaction. She had to know. She was an uninvited guest. So she had to expect it was gonna stir up some stuff. But when I read it, she didn't care. She loved Jesus much more than a Pharisee, an enemy's reaction. The Pharisee had an hardened heart and a judgmental spirit. He couldn't understand God's love apart from status, power, and an appearance of holiness. That's all he cared about, status, power, and the appearance of holiness. Not holiness, just the appearance of holiness. The Pharisee couldn't understand how an unnamed woman with a questionable past could be worthy to be in Jesus' presence. Think on it. And side note, as women of God, we must know that our past, our worth, is not defined by what we did. It's not defined by even what we do even now. But our worth is defined by a loving God. And when we can grasp that love of who God is, and who he is calling us to be, then it gives us a different perspective in dealing with our enemies. So enemies are those who try to keep you in your past, like the Pharisee. Destiny killers. And I'm not referring to reminiscing, kicking back with friends, how you would laugh about, you know, all this crazy stuff we used to do. I'm not talking about that. But folks that try to prevent you from growing, evolving, and transforming, to try to keep you small so they can control, manipulate. That's what I'm talking about. They try to keep you from becoming the best version of you. The version marked by Christ, made in his image. If they can keep you in the past, then they can keep you looking back instead of forward. Amen. And we know we got to keep moving forward because destiny and purpose awaits us. And many of us, we got our own thoughts that try to keep us in our past, try to remind us of all the stuff that we did to try to disqualify us and tell us that we're not worthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that too is that enemy, inner me, exactly what Minister Cindy was talking about on Wednesday night. And a footnote, if y'all didn't come to Bible study on Wednesday night, just make a point to make it all month, this month, because it's some powerful woman lined up for Bible study. I know you're going to talk about it later, but truly, we have to press to be there. But this morning, I have 3 points in how to deal with your enemy based on the unnamed woman with the alabaster flask. Number one, she never lost her focus of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. She came and did exactly what she was led to do, worship Christ, worship the King. She didn't get distracted by the Pharisee. And that's just what our enemies are, is distraction to keep you to go off course, to keep you focused on them and not of God. But the Bible described that she weeps while she worships. The woman with the alabaster box received all that she came for that day. She refused to allow anyone stand in her way. She refused to allow the shame, guilt, condemnation of her past prevent her from receiving the blessing of Christ. Amen. And this is why we ought to pay no attention to the enemies. Pay no attention to the haters. Pay no attention to the ops. Rise above the petty and focus on God. And if I can quote from Minister Cindy on Wednesday night, be done with the foolishness. Yes. Amen. Be done with the foolishness. Rise above the petty. For they have no heaven or hell to put you in. But the word says, but fear God. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And one side note, God will use our enemies to push us into our purpose, just like he'll use our persecutors to push us to pray. Because if we had no enemies, if somebody not coming for you, how many of us going to really, really pray like we should? Let's be honest. So God uses all of that and then some, and he turns it around for our good. That's right. Woo, thank you, Lord. And this is why we got to be careful in how we deal with the ops, how we deal with the enemies. Because if God sent them there, we got to be extremely careful with how we respond. Because our job is to focus on God. Let God deal with them. When Jesus turned his attention to Pharisee Simon later in the verse, and I'll read it in a little bit, the woman still never lost her focus from Jesus Christ. It's funny because she didn't be like, yeah, Jesus, that's exactly what. Get him, Jesus. She didn't do any of that. She just continued weeping and worshiping. The scripture doesn't record her looking at Simon or even acknowledging him. She had one focus, Jesus, and Jesus alone. The unnamed woman teaches us how to keep our head up in the midst of being belittled, in the midst of being demeaned. Our job is to stay focused, worship, and trust God. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So point number two, she allowed Jesus to defend her. So further in the text, Luke 7:44-47, and I'm going to read the scriptures. And it says, then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. So when the unnamed woman worshiped Christ, there was no room in her thoughts for Pharisee Simon. She didn't clap back, speak back. He was it. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. So while some enemies are sent by God, there are also some enemies that are sent by the devil. And they're those that are sent, and you know they're sent by the devil because they are tempting you into a spirit of offense. The enemy knows that if he can get you offended, then he can follow up with bitterness, anger, resentment, and all those other evil spirits follow suit. And if the enemy can get you offended and then unforgiveness, then you don't forgive and you locked up in torment. Because the word says if we don't forgive others, then God doesn't forgive us. And so that's what the enemy wants. He wants there to be separation from us and God, to keep us in the spirit of unforgiveness so that we won't forgive. Because he knows if we don't forgive others, then we have no forgiveness from God. And then it's a downward spiral from there. And what that does when we have unforgiveness locked up in our heart, it keeps us chained to our past issues and sins. And I know most of us are older, so we have been through some stuff. We have been through some hurt, some pain. And when y'all think over the course of your life, how many times do you replay it like a movie in your brain? The hurt, right? That hurt that just keeps coming up, and it just keep coming up. And you pray, you get it out of your spirit, and then a year later, it just keep on coming up. And that's the enemy. We got to bind that thing in Jesus' name and move forward. Because otherwise, that unforgiveness will lock you up in torment with anxiety, depression. Because the enemy don't come by itself. Like, he don't come by himself. He come and he bring all his friends. And I am up here and I could preach this because I've been through it time and time again. But Jesus came to break us free from all that. He just gave us one simple commandment. Forgive. Forgive. Just one simple. Forgive. Love him. And if we love him, right? If we love God, then we forgive our enemies. John 8:36 says, therefore, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. But it starts with forgiving. It starts with allowing Jesus to be your defense. It was while defending the woman that Jesus used her as an example to teach the Pharisee. Notice Jesus didn't cancel the Pharisee or put him on no contact, but he took the time to explain how his heart was corrupt with the hope that he would repent and come to him so he could be free. And this is why we got to be so careful dealing with our enemies, because we don't know who Jesus sends us to so that they could be saved. The unnamed woman gives a masterclass of how to deal with your enemy, not responding out of flesh by getting offended or angry, but letting Jesus be her answer while worshiping Jesus, while worshiping him. Point number three, Jesus gave the unnamed woman her flowers. Luke 7:48-50. And the word says, then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Jesus blessed the unnamed woman with forgiveness of her past and gave her salvation and peace. That's good news. Just like it's available to her, it's available to us. God wants to give us our flowers. He wants to bless us, but it means we got to pass that test of whatever their name is, even if it's yourself. God wants to take us higher. And the enemy's just a sign that elevation and promotion are on the way. God blesses us with oil on our head. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing which gives us gladness in the midst of suffering, joy in the midst of serving, happiness in the midst of contentment, the ability to forgive when we want to withhold forgiveness, the pushing forward when we want to run back. But if I had three words to tell you this morning, it's let God do it. Is that four words? Let God do it. Four words. It's only a test, and it's an open book test at that. Keep going. Keep forgiving. Put your enemies in the hands of the Lord and let them work it out. Pray for them and do good. In reality, when we look at the text between the Pharisee and the unnamed woman, we only have one enemy, and that's God's enemy, and his name is Satan. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly posts. It is Satan that uses people like pawns. Any chess players in the house? Amen. So y'all know what those pawns, you just kind of sacrifice them in order to get the king. But that's what Satan does. He just uses people like pawns because they let him. And this is why we have to pray for our enemies. If I can't say that, we got to pray for our enemies. For Jesus to deliver them. Amen? Amen. So when we look at the unnamed woman, we could see the same pattern with Christ. He remained focused on the Father throughout his time on earth. He kept silent and refused to defend himself. He could have called down a legion of angels to deliver him, but yet he chose the cross. Jesus was delivered from death, exalted to glory, seated at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We could see Jesus with all his enemies and how he handled them. The unnamed woman received Jesus, reconciliation with God through Christ. The peace of God was made new, delivered from her past, transformed in his image. That's worthy of praise. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to take a moment that if there's anyone here today that has not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, today is the day. Maybe you've been fighting with yourself, fighting with enemies, fighting with everyone, and you know you're ready for something new. You know you're ready to leave your life as you knew it, You're ready to be transformed because you're tired. And I can tell you today is your day for salvation. If you talk to anyone that's been saved for a little bit, you know it's the best decision that we've ever made. The greatest day of our life. That all you have to do is say yes to be saved from the bondage of sin. Make the decision to live with Christ for eternity, with God in Christ. And not only here that are those that are here in the sanctuary, but those that might be online. If you desire to be saved, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins, and I ask that you forgive me. I invite you to come into my heart and make me new. I believe that you died for my sins, that you were buried, that you rose again on the third day. And I place my trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have accepted that call of salvation, I invite you to come to the altar for prayer if you're in the sanctuary. If you're online, please reach out to us by phone or email so we can pray with you to be strengthened in your inner man. Let us know of your decision. If there's anyone here today that's not a member of Taylor Tabernacle, the doors of the church are open for you to connect. I'm a firm believer that everyone should have a church home that should be joined together in a community of believers so that we can strengthen one another. That is my belief. And it's made a difference in my life. So if you don't have a church home, I just encourage you to find a church home. Pray about it. Ask the Lord to lead you into the place that he desires you to be, because it's God assigned. We don't make the decision. God makes the decision of where he wants you to be, where you can be fed the word of God, supported, prayed for, and loved on. If you're saved and you need prayer on helping, you need help to deal with your enemies, the altar is open. Maybe you keep stumbling on petty. Every time you keep clapping back, getting into it with people, taking off your earrings, putting the Vaseline on, canceling folks, putting them on no contact, whatever the reason is, come for prayer so you can be done with it all. So you can be done treating people the way that you want to treat them and start treating them the way God wants you to treat them. The altar is open for prayer. The reason Jesus blesses us in the presence of our enemies is so that they can come to repentance, that they can see they were wrong about you and repent. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. Jesus has their soul on his heart too. Salvation is not selfish, but it's for the entire world to be saved. And if you're battling insecurity, the Pharisee in me, you can't move forward because you're always looking back. You can't move forward because you disqualified yourself and told yourself that you're not worthy of God's love. I invite you to come to the altar of prayer. And yes, that was me for many years. I would try to make myself unlovable so that God wouldn't love me because I didn't think I was worthy of his love. But the Lord has come today to set us free. If the Pharisee is in you, come to the altar of prayer. Reconciliation with God in Christ. Reconcile today. If you're struggling with unforgiveness and you can't forgive those that have harmed you, the altar is open for prayer. Be done with the downward spiral. Be done with being tormented by the enemy. Hallelujah. Set free today, oh God. Set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will keep us in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, I pray, God, for everyone in this sanctuary, Lord, and online. And Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will break us free from jealousy, that you will break us free from unforgiveness, that you will break us free from everything that's not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you're calling us higher, God. And Lord, our response is yes, Lord. Our response is yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we will go where you're taking us, God. You will go, God. We will go, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. My answer to you is yes, Lord. My answer to you is yes, God. Lord, you know all the childhood wounds, God. You know all the things that we have dealt with, Lord. You can see all the trauma, God. And Lord Jesus, I pray this morning, Lord, that you will release your healing, God. Release your healing, oh God. Release your healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal your people today, God. Heal your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus, that we are adopted into your family, oh God, that we are your children, Lord, that we are your sons and daughters, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, for adopting us into your family, Lord God. Lord, we receive your love, God. Oh God, fill our hearts with your love, God. Lord, let it run over, God. Fill our cups in your name, oh God. Fill us and running over, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 That we are new today, God. Hallelujah. Set free. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for never giving up on us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for never leaving us or forsaking us, God. Oh, God, we bind self-harm in the name of Jesus. We bind every suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, set free today, God. Help each of us know that we are loved by you, God, that your love is like none other, God. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, my soul loves you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul loves you, God. My soul loves you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh God, every generational curse be broken in Jesus' name. Y'all have to understand, what we carry as a parent will pass down to our children if we don't bind that thing. If we don't bind that thing's gonna pass down to our children. I need you to pray. Deacon Todd, you can. We need to break generational curses. We need to break generational curses. When we carry unforgiveness in our heart, we pass it on to our children. And we bind them up with the enemy. Y'all don't understand how deep this is. We play with unforgiveness, but it's so deep. Keep tarrying. Just call on his name. Call on his name. So by the generations, that it stops at the altar, that it goes no further. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. And if you are a parent, pray over your children. Teach them how to deal with enemies. Don't let them get caught by unforgiveness. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, pray, church, pray, church, pray, church, pray, church, pray, church, pray, church. We don't understand how we invite generational curses, but let that curse be turned into a blessing for generations to come. For generations to come. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus. My soul says, thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, God. Father, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wrap your arms around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh Lord Jesus. The bondage breaker is here, and he has come to set us free. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. Wood of our grounds, oh God, so we can be fruitful in this season, God. For there is work for us to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So, Lord, send in the laborers, God. Free them, God. Free them so they can serve you, Jesus. Free them, God, to be in service unto you, oh, God. Lord, give us a clean heart, God. Give us a pure spirit, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, oh God, so then I can teach transgressors their ways and lead them into you, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus, help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Help, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us to stay focused on you, God. Help us to keep moving forward into the plans that you have for us, oh God. Oh, Lord, so let us run with endurance, that we will not grow weary, that we will not give out, that we will keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling in you, oh God. Oh Lord, anoint us for your service today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Lord, do whatever you came to do today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Let's keep praying, church. Keep praying. Stretch forth your hand and pray. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, when we have no more words to say, God, all we can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, God, for such a time as this, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you this morning, God. Oh, Lord, we worship you, God. Oh, we worship you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Oh, God, we worship you this morning, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, until the chains fall off, God. Oh, God, we worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good. We thank you, Lord God, for remembering us in this house today, God. We thank you for remembering us, God. We thank you for being right there by our side. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, oh, God. Oh, we worship you, oh, God. Oh, we worship the King this morning, God. Oh, we worship the King, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. We call on your name this morning, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we call on your name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have all fallen short of your glory. Oh, Lord God, Lord, we keep going from glory to glory, oh God. We keep going from glory to glory, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. From glory to glory, oh God. Holy Ghost, don't let us go. Holy Ghost, hold on to us. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that Holy Ghost, hold on to us, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your holy and mighty name, oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's nobody greater than you, God. Oh, Lord, we worship you this morning, God. Oh, Lord, we lift you higher, God. Oh, Lord, we exalt you, God. Oh, Lord, we magnify you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we give you praise this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you praise out of our belly this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let the living water flow this morning, God, that we will never hunger or thirst again, oh, God. But, Lord, that you will fill our cups, God, that you will fill us, oh, God. That you will fill us, God, to never be dry again. That you will fill us, God, that we will never hunger again. That you will fill us, oh, God, that we will never thirst again, God. In the name of Jesus, for you await our coming, God. For you await for us to call upon your name. For you await for us to be serious about you, God. That you will wait for us to talk to you, God. to talk to you in the midnight hour, to get up and talk to your God, to get up and be serious about the relationship that you have given us, God. Oh, Lord, please forgive us for taking you for granted, Lord God. And Lord, help us to nurture and cherish and be a good steward over what you have given us, Lord, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we believe, Lord, we believe, oh God, we believe that you're able to do, Lord Jesus, we believe that you are able to do everything that you have came for today, Lord, exceedingly and abundantly, oh God, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, oh God. So, Lord, expand our territory. Expand our thinking, God. Lord, expand our relationship, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being such a good father to us, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for watching out for your children, God. Oh Lord, we're leaning on you today, God. Oh Lord, that when we can't, God, you can. So Lord God, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we desperately await for you, God. We know that you're coming again, Lord God. And Lord, help us to be found in a place where you have sent us. Lord, help us to be ready, God, for when you split the clouds. Lord, help us to be happy to see you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, prepare our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts with gladness, oh God. Prepare our hearts with joy, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. I pray for everyone here today and online, God. Lord, help them to keep pushing forward in you. Don't let them throw in the towel or give up, but help them, Lord, to keep climbing, to keep pressing, to keep seeking you, God, to go higher in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Grow us up, Lord God, for your glory, oh God, and for your glory alone, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, generational blessings today, God. Generational blessings, oh God. Generational blessings, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, generational blessings today, God. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
Lord, I thank you. Oh, bless your name. Oh God, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the blessing. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, bless your name, God. Whew. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Whew, what a word. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Amen. I'm so glad I didn't miss it this morning, Sister Rayetta. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. It's nothing like being in His presence. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Whew. Forgive me, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, God. All right. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We're now going to transition, and we're going to have our offering and our announcements by our sister Isabella. Isabella, are you able to come before? Because I have you on the list. Okay. Mommy says no. So I'm going to ask our sister Cassandra to come up, please, and give our announcements and our offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many of you glad you made it out this morning? Even though we lost an hour, we did praise a tireless God, didn't we? Amen. Amen. Sister Cassandra, come.
Good morning, church. Good morning to Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Zelle, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, text the code TAYLOR61 to phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. Through that, you may also give with Google Pay. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. And Zelle at 215-287-6968. For those gathered here in the sanctuary, you will find two offering baskets next to the side door ramp, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the building. If you would like to give an offering to our pastor, he accepts via Cash App or Venmo, Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at jonathan-ford-25. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministries. Now to our announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all your upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. March is Women's Month, and we are excited to celebrate the incredible women of Taylor Tabernacle. We have special events planned. Our theme this year is Her Cup Runneth Over, I believe that is. Please join us on Wednesday's night Bible study via Google Meet. For the entire month of March, we will have special guests, powerful women of God, bring us the word. Our theme for the month is Fill Her Cup Runneth Over, Psalms 23:5. Please mark your calendars for March 28th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we gather for a spring tea party brunch located on our third floor fellowship hall, where we will truly give her flowers and honor one another in love and fellowship. The cost is $15 per person, due by March 15th. This event is open to all women, so please invite your family and friends. To attend, please see Deaconess Shanita Courtney or our sisters Christina and Melissa. Choir practice for all ages, second through fifth Sunday after service. Sunday school for our juniors and teens meet on Google Meets from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. every second through fifth Sunday. Our primary class Sunday school meets in person from 10:45 a.m. to 11:15 from the second to the fifth Sundays. Please remember our Pastor Ford's YLE challenge. And also, Girl Scout cookies are still on sale until the end of March, 22nd of March. So please get your orders in. Now we will have our benediction. Thank you.
Before we have our benediction, I meant to say this at the beginning of service, but I wanted to give a huge thanks to our pastor and our first lady and Melissa and Joshua for a day at the movies last week. If you guys missed it, you guys missed a treat. And I had to write it down, all the goodies they had, because I was so excited. Now, even though, you know, I had seen the movie before, it was a great time and fellowship with them. And it was a wonderful experience. We had nachos, popcorn, hot dogs, and all sorts of candies I hadn't seen since I was a little kid, and soft drinks. It was set up just like a day at the movies. So we are so grateful for you, Pastor and First Lady, and for Joshua and Melissa for making that such a wonderful day. And we thank you and blessings to you all. I definitely wanted to say that because we had a good time. And I'm hoping that they'll do this again next year because I had fun. So I just wanted to give them their special thanks. And now we're going to turn it over and have our benediction from our Reverend Curitan. Aren't we glad that she let her cup overflow this morning? Amen, amen. And I look at you as being a good friend, one of my best friends, and I love you dearly. Right back at you, kiddo. You're my flowers to you as well. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Let's give a hand and let's stand for the great woman of God as she dismisses us. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Whew, now I know why I was in a fight this week with the enemy. Now I know. God is good. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory in exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.